felt good about what I was able to do today. And I feel good about where I'm at.
You feel like you have no problem, ready to go?
Oh, yeah. You know, you're dealing with these musculatory injuries. The thing is, you don't want to rush yourself back too fast because you don't want to aggravate it. So, you know, you got to just ease yourself back into it. That's the thing. You got these groin, hamstring-type related injuries. You know, the first mistake people make is they want to come back a little too fast, where if they just ease themselves in, you know, they can get to Sunday, you know, without aggravating it. And, that's what the staff here is making sure that they do with me.
Well, as a veteran who's nursing an injury that can be lingering, I mean, how do you like this change in the day off, Tuesday to Thursday?
It's different, and quite honest, I'm still adjusting. You know, I'm still adjusting to it. This is the first week. I didn't practice yesterday, so I don't know how that felt. I watched it, but I don't know how it felt, so I really can't say. But it's going to be an adjustment when I do come in here next week and practice on that Tuesday.
Can that hurt at all that you don't get to practice tomorrow? It's one less day before the week starts because you didn't get to practice yesterday.
But you have to look at it like this: you get a day early as well. You know, we start on Tuesday as opposed to
you personally.
Oh, me personally?
You didn't get to, yeah.
Oh, no, it's okay because I'm a film head anyway. You know what I mean? I'm in the film room. That's what I do. That's how I've always been. So I'm not saying I don't need practice. Don't mistake me. But what I'm saying is, I'm in the film room constantly. So I'll be okay.
Could you see guys, though, that aren't necessarily injured but just hurting from Sunday, not practicing on Tuesday because it's so close to?
That's going
to
be the case. I think that's going to be with anybody in this situation just because of you don't get, you know, normally, you know, we all know this is a violent game. It's a violent game, and you know you come out of Sunday and you got things wrong with you that you had no idea was wrong with you the next day. So there's a process that you are used to. You're used to that 48 hours recovery, but I mean, hey, this is the way that the program is being ran. He sees that this can be beneficial. So you just got to believe in it until otherwise.
Well, once you get healthy, then you go, guys. Thank luck. And
yeah, no doubt.
Core. I mean,
we got to
talk about the challenges of facing that receiving core.
Oh, yeah. You know, they put out a big win last week, but they got a good vertical game. You know, Andrew Luck, he makes plays with his legs as well. You know what I mean? I think that's what makes him challenging at times because you get him in third and long situation. Oakland had him in third and nines, third and tens, the last 5 minutes of that game. And what did he do? He won that game with his legs. And that's the dynamic that, you know, that's challenging facing his Colts team is because you can get him in 39, 30, 10. But, you know, sometimes, you have to account for the scrambling.
You guys got 4 weeks in a row with elite quarterbacks coming up. Last year, secondary struggled to look good against Cleveland. Where are you guys at right now? You feel like you're ready for that challenge?
You said last year?
Yeah, last year you guys struggled.
Last year doesn't matter. You know, it's this year. You know what I mean? Everybody, no. You know, the thing is it's a week to week business. You know what I mean? If you did well last week, better put it behind you. If you did bad last week, better put it behind you. The thing is, we want to go into each week, you know, just trying to get the most out of that week. You know, trying to be as competitive and as dominant as possible and not really, you know, live in the past or look too far ahead. But we know what's on the schedule. It's a challenging schedule. We have a challenge this week, but we're up for, you know, we have a lot of confidence in who we have personnel-wise, the matchup, week in and week out with receivers, and we're going to go and show it.
What did the secondary do right last week that you guys struggled with in the past?
In the past I wasn't here, so I really can't say. I can't speak on that, but what I do know, we went out there, we competed. What we didn't see on film and in practice, we competed, played our technique. That's going to happen in the NFL. No one's going to come out and show you everything that you saw on film. People make weak adjustments. So when they, you know, Cleveland came out, they have a respectable office coordinator, North Turner. He showed us things we hadn't seen. And, you know, when you get that situation, all you can do is compete. And that's what we did. You know, we competed.
People talk, you know, wide receiver Reggie Wayne still has a lot in the tank.
Okay.
What do you see with him on film?
Just crafty, knows how to get open. He's very big on third down. I think he was number one in third down conversions last year. Number one receiver, I believe. But just a crafty receiver. He knows what he's doing. He understands leverages. He understands zone concepts. So that's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a challenging game for us. Like I said, with him and Andrew Luck, and they have a vertical passing game as well. So I'm looking forward to it.